The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Made it to a Thursday. Morning, everyone. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Thank you for being here. Another beautiful day. 94 will be the high. 82 Friday and Saturday, 88 degrees. Harsanyi's coming up on the radio show. And as I mentioned, the break coming back on the other side. The founder of the NSCD, the National Sports Center for the Disabled in Winter Park. What a legacy. Passed away. What a remarkable man. And Dean Singleton and Alan Stack and Gary DeFrance will be on the radio show in the 8 o'clock. The big news this morning is about Tay Anderson. Once again, these are moments. And you, when you look at opportunity, look at moments and think, man, somebody should move as quickly as they can in the Republican Party. You can make huge hay out of this. The sun is shining. The reports are dropping on Tay Anderson. And I'll just read this to you. When Tay Anderson was running for an at-large seat on the Denver School Board in 2019, the teachers' union tried initially to persuade a candidate from a different seat to switch to the at-large race. Union leadership was worried about allegations about Anderson's behavior would soon become public and knock him out of contention. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. They knew and continued. But Denver Classroom Teacher Association President Rob Gold denied that fears over possible allegations against Anderson, who is now the subject of a third-party investigation initiated by the school board, were the reason that the union's political arm tried to get this other candidate. I throw the BS flag at that. Anybody with reasonable intelligence would do the same thing. You're caught, dude. You're caught. You're caught. So what are you going to say? I didn't break the window. And that's what the guy's doing right now. I deny those fears. Oh, really? So this was this guy that had the gift, the blessings of the Democratic Party, an up-and-comer, future of the party. Remember everything was said about Tay Anderson? And now these allegations are dropping left and right. And now we find out the union knew. So far, I mean, the Democratic Party has said nothing. Seriously, has said nothing about the behavior. And let me read this to you. Anderson won the election. Now, 2 years later, Denver Public Schools has hired a private firm to investigate multiple accusations of sexual assault and harassment against him. The investigation is ongoing. The district has not announced its findings. I will be interested to see their findings. A more serious allegation has been anonymous and secondhand when adults coming forward saying young women confided in them. There's a website called Chalkbeat. It's not been able to independently verify or disprove. Anderson has denied. Well, of course he's going to deny. What's he going to say? Yeah, I did it. But what is important here is that they knew. And put that somebody else in that place and play this game and see what the results are. They knew. These are the first people to call for people's heads. I was mentioning, I think some of you have seen this, the original Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Believe it or not, it's a movie. It's like, this is what they do. They weed movies. They weed books. This is the fear. This is my fear, of course, about the future for all of us. But apparently there's this moment. I know the moment in the film where Indiana Jones, he's in Tibet. They're trying to find, because for real, I mean, the Nazis went in looking for all these weird secrets. And he meets the daughter of one of his lead professors, and he had had an affair with her, and she leans across the bar and said, I was a child, and he says, you knew what you were doing. We can maybe, Billy's so good at the internet, maybe we can find, play the cut. Now, all of these years later, the witch hunters are now calling Indiana Jones a pedophile. I'm going, stop the music. For heaven's sake, stop the music. Indiana Jones is now a pedophile. He ends up marrying her, in this final, at least the last one. There's apparently a new one coming. But Indiana, remember, she has a kid, and they walk out of the church, and the kid goes for the old man's hat, and it's not going to work. He was a pedophile. So now we're going to critique the film and witch hunt the film. But nobody witch hunting here. Tay Anderson, hey, we find out this morning. I want to know what you think about this. Denver Teachers Union was told of allegations against Tay 2 years ago. And we didn't get a chance to pursue this as much as I wanted to. The death of Pat Sullivan, the former Arapahoe County sheriff, who, somebody said, did time in a building with his name on the front door. But this is the other one. This is about power broking in Denver and in Colorado. Remember, he got jammed up. He was trading meth for sex. And the guy's a top cop. He pulls a 38-day. That was the – imagine this. I mean, anybody ever else had family members or perhaps your own experiences? Winky, winky. 38 days. They jam him up. And then, because of great work at Channel 7, Sullivan remains free. I mean, he's out there, and there were stories about him when he was released. And so Channel 7 finds the guy stays out of the joint. Now, think this through. You are a family member. Sullivan remains free. His probationary term was extended after the one-time lawman, I'll read this, failed yet another drug test. Now we know this wasn't a rare occurrence. 7 News quotes paperwork divulging that Sullivan failed 3 drug tests for meth, 4 for alcohol, and failed to submit required samples on an astonishing 35 other occasions and stayed out of jail. Let's go to Rourke. 710 KNUS. Hey, Peter, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I'd like to know if Tay Anderson still has an around-the-clock security detail at public expense.
I'm told that he does, but I don't know that, so don't hold me to that.
But you know, I think that's outrageous. They should have a security detail for the kids.
But think this through. The Democratic Party has not said ugats. Why? Why can't DeGette, why can't Polis, why can't they call for his resignation or his dismissal or for him to step down? Pete, why can't they do that?
Because that would put egg on their faces.
No, I mean, I think there's far more. I mean, it's politically correct. It's what runs the Democratic Party. It's like, you know, it's like the old Operashniks and the CPUSA. You couldn't critique each other.
Well, this certainly isn't the old Democratic Party, is it?
Well, but it's not even a long shot. But what I'm saying is, it's like Pat Sullivan, and somebody said this yesterday, it was a great line. Somebody sent me an email. He's Colorado's Jeffrey Epstein, which I thought was a great line. He really is. I mean, you think about it, he really is. And although Epstein just had money and power and influence, Pat Sullivan, I believe, just had knowledge.
Well, Pat Sullivan probably had an extensive video collection of some prominent and powerful men.
He had something. No, really. I mean, there's the old line. You go to the dentist. He says, open wide, and you put your hand inside of his leg. And he said, what are you doing? You say, we're not going to hurt each other, are we? All right? That's Pat Sullivan. What do you think Pat Sullivan took to the grave?
I think he took some really embarrassing knowledge about people who you routinely saw on television or on page one of the papers.
Who do you think in Arapahoe County maybe was arrested for things and Pat gave them a walk or Pat took care of a problem for somebody or somebody asked Pat for a favor and Pat did it and they all knew it? And I mean, and I go back to this, I believe that he knew Matthew Shepard. And Matthew Shepard, that whole book of Matt stuff, Pat Sullivan played out in some of that.
Well, you know, the thing is when he would do these favors for people, he had them. As soon as
sure.
he did,
oh.
he had something on them.
Remember, they say, you know, when you could get street justice, but you didn't want to do it because if you did, then you owed the people who did it.
So he pretty well had himself covered. Now, the question is with Tay Anderson, it's out there for everybody to see. And why are the Democrats not doing anything about it?
That's the next question, because it's exactly the same thing as Pat Sullivan. Why didn't anybody say anything about Pat Sullivan?
Well, you know, I'm amazed that nobody's launched a recall
in Denver
movement about Tay Anderson.
Well, you know, again, well taken, but it would have to be launched from inside. And when you watch Denver, and again, I come to this point where these are golden opportunities for the new Republican Party that's emerging. You can do something with this. You can do something in Denver with this. You can, you know, if you can take 30% of the vote away from the Democrats in Denver, you can make a difference in a Colorado election. You know that?
Well, this thing can't be allowed to go on. This guy can't be allowed to remain a member of the school
me?
Board.
I mean, come on. You want to take a bet? No, I don't want to do that. I mean, I want him, but it's a disgrace that the Democratic Party of Colorado, the city of Denver, the school board itself, and I kept wondering why. And now this morning, the answer is apparent. They knew. I mean, you kept saying, well, why won't the school board, you know, call him? And the answer is clear this morning. They knew of the allegations and did nothing. And that was what they were holding their breath. For God's sake, don't let that get out. Well, it's out this morning.
And then you have a totally politicized upper echelon of the police department that doesn't want to be seen as being politically incorrect.
Well, that's Paul Pazin and what happened. And I have a chance to speak to somebody later this week who actually was there when Julie Hayden got hurt and they got beat up and those people came on them like a bunch of wolves and that whole and where Paul Pazin was and who was with him and what they were watching and what they knew. I mean, that's a disgraceful story again. And they called. They stood the cops down.
Well, you know this explanation that the DPD gave.
It's horrible.
Nobody's come forward yet. Well, the reason nobody's come forward is because this guy targeted kids from families that had immigration issues.
He knew. Look, there's a thing called grooming. If you read about guys like Michael Jackson or Jeffrey Epstein's even better. I've read now 3 books on Epstein. He never groomed these girls. They just got they self groomed, or they were groomed by that by the women around him and other men. And by the time they got to him, he was grooming them. It's twisted beyond belief. But Michael Jackson groomed little boys. I mean, it's called grooming. And I don't know what Tay Anderson did or did not do, but the allegations were there. And he's doing is denying them. Look, you make that allegation about me, I'm suing you. It's that simple.
You know, there's the one common element with Michael Jackson and Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy here is vulnerable children.
Every time. And they seem to know, in the case of Michael Jackson, you read those books, that Michael Jackson knew how to pick boys. I don't know what Tay Anderson did. Pat Sullivan himself, if he was bisexual or he was gay and covering up that he was gay. But he liked, and if I would bet the money, we could never know that he and Matthew Shepard might have done something together.
Good Lord!
Oh no! Listen, that's what I'm talking about, and that stuff got suppressed, Petey, so quick. The Book of Matt's the book. If you read the Book of Matt, and then you'll see, you know what? But nobody wanted that book. I was the only guy in Denver that would, and I love those guys, and they still come and they still talk to us. Nobody wanted anything to do with that book because the Matthew Shepard Foundation is here, and all they do is lie about that book. And I hope they quit collecting money, but I'm sure that there's still a big...
Gay Jesus.
There you go. He was the gay Jesus. All right, man.
Take care.
303-696-1971. How do things like this happen? Because every day on the show, we say, well, how come the Democratic Party doesn't call... How come the union doesn't call out Tay Anderson? Well, now you know. They knew. All right, June is national. By the way, lines are open, 303-696-1971. When you see this stuff, and listening to the old Republicans say, we can't win Denver, I'm saying, yeah, you just never tried right. June is National Men's Health, and you know that the men begin to lose many of their hormones in their 40s and 50s and sometimes even mid-30s. I'm texting Dr. McCallum this morning. Dr. McCallum and her team at Cenogenics will help restore your vigor your confidence and your strength with their personalized clinical strategies. Whether you're losing productivity at work because of lack of focus or motivation, or you miss a sexual relationship with your partner, Dr. McCallum and the team create solutions to put you back in the game. Dr. McCallum and her team help you get your metabolism and hormones balanced and healthy. Create a program designed just for you to do it right. She's the best, my word on it. She is the deal. And the number, you can talk to Jackie, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. And Jackie answers the phone, new mom, and you begin a process to get to the 20-minute phone call with Dr. McCallum. 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681, denver.cenogenics.com. All right, we go to Billy on one. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey.
Something that popped into my mind about the teachers' union. You know that teachers' union, or that teachers are part of a group of occupations that are called mandatory reporters, meaning that if they know, even if they can't prove it, they've got to notify social services.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. If a bruise, okay. If a bruise is on a kid, oh, absolutely.
Yep. So they botched that one. Now, having said that, I think that Tay Anderson deserves due process like everybody else.
As well.
It seems to be something that's kind of going away, depending on which side of the political spectrum.
Not after this morning. The answer that the president has given, I just throw the BS flag at it.
Oh, so do I. But one thing about the teachers' unions in general, think about how their behavior has been during the pandemic. They had an opportunity to come across as the heroes that they've been portrayed as, you know, in the past. They've been lionized, almost martyred because of the pay and things like that. And now during the teachers, during the pandemic, some of the behaviors that you've seen in Fairfax County, Virginia, the union was pushing that teachers don't go back, or school doesn't resume in person until all the kids are vaccinated. Well, we know that we don't even allow kids under 12 to be vaccinated, so they had that. Los Angeles Teachers Union demanded free childcare. So this kind of shows me the state of kind of the crumbling, one, esteem that teachers are held in.
Yeah, very good.
And it's kind of self-inflicted.
Well, they become much like the Denver Post. They become a wing of the Democratic Party. They're watching these people in action, although the Denver Post did the story this morning, in fairness. But they become part of the party. And, you know, you could make the case, you know, the United Mine Workers were part of the Democratic Party. The steel workers were part of the Democratic Party. They always voted for the Democrats, and they also fundraised for the Democrats or gave money to the Democrats. But this
and
is
when you go on to their website, you look at what their political platforms are.
Yeah.
Most of it has absolutely nothing to do with education anyway.
No, well, but it's self-serving. It's not. I mean, the steel workers union was political, but they still made steel. I don't know. I mean, but this is so damning this morning that if you're just joining us, the Denver Teachers Union was told of allegations against Tay Anderson 2 years ago. And they still endorsed him.
Yeah. Well, overall, though, DPS is a mess anyway.
But isn't this the golden opportunity right now for young, hard-charging Republicans to really, really make an inroad here?
It absolutely is. Unfortunately, when you look at the majority of people, which most of them are very, very well-intentioned, but you look at how much they pay attention, I bet regardless of this, half of Denver probably isn't even going to open up a newspaper. I mean, yeah, you'd be getting garbage out of the Denver Post, but...
But what's interesting, this whole Park Hill thing now with the homeless coming into the limousine liberal, you know, block and a half from... I was loving, you know, when John Hickenlooper said, you know, I would not make a very good senator. I don't, you know, and remember he said that? I'm going, right, I remember that. Anyhow, now that the church ladies at Park Hill are allowing this to happen, and it's happening... other places, I hate people woke, but there is sort of an awakening right now, perhaps. And it's
I hope.
Yeah, me too. I hope as well. And you can put a wedge in there and hit it with a ball bean hammer. But, yeah, I mean, of course. But we'll see what they do with it. But here's a golden opportunity. You know, he's their guy. He was an up-and-comer in the party. He was a golden child for the Democratic Party.
I kind of saw him as maybe a future like a Stacey Abrams somebody like that.
I remember, they call these guys on the make. You know, you see some hot dog lieutenant governor, and it doesn't matter which party, but
no.
they get the attention. Or, well, you know, who's getting it right now is Lauren. Lauren Boebert's getting it.
Mm-hmm.
They hate her in dominant media, but in my world, hey, take the hit. You're doing okay. You know, lugging that cutout down to the border. That was
cool. And I like that you said that about Lauren Boebert, about, yeah, you know, whenever you're taking heat, that must mean that you're pretty close to the mark.
Yeah,
and
sure,
the other side, the left, could probably say that about Tay Anderson, saying that these allegations aren't true.
No.
Happened to Matt Gaetz. Notice, though, that he's kind of fallen out of the limelight.
Oh, Gaetz is through.
And what he's done for the good or the bad.
Yeah, Gaetz
but
is
that
done.
Goes back to what I said at the beginning. Due process is important, and the same thing for Tay Anderson. I'd like it for Matt Gaetz. I'd like it for Tay Anderson.
Gaetz, for all intents and purposes, is done. Anderson will last a while longer. But I always loved the Nixon moment when you read Watergate history and Nixon's blowing all his denials and saying all the things that he's saying. And then it takes you, Scott, and all these old mossback Republicans. Dick, it's time. You know, you got to go now. And he went.
And we'll kind of see. Like even going up as high as Hunter Biden with all the news about how his texts were really, really awful and racist and the words that he put in. We'll see kind of how it's across the board with the left. If Biden's going to end up probably walking, I'm not convinced that Anderson's not going to walk.
I'm not either. I find agreement with you. I don't know the future for Tay Anderson, but you could very – I think he's trying to do survivability. He's trying to do the Como right now. I'll just survive.
There's another one right there.
Oh, exactly.
There
he should have gone. I mean, he's a Tay. Apparently, Tay's target apparently was a little younger demo, but, you know, he's still there. His brother's still on TV.
Hey,
Fredo's still on TV.
If Tay Anderson was a little bit older, he might have hung out with Pat Sullivan.
Thank you. Very good call, Bill. Thanks. Twin Aspen Dental Center. Whether you need a routine cleaning, same-day crown, or a one-day dental makeover, Dr. Brian Richter and his team will ease your dental anxiety. My family and I have gotten quality care at Twin Aspen Dental for years. They're the most up-to-date technology, less invasive treatments. I went too long, and I had to get a deep cleaning. I needed a deep cleaning. I met Shiloh. And I'll tell you what, I had to make two trips, and it was great. I mean, all things aside, elections, pandemic, news cycle, all the insanity. I said, you know what, I got to do this. Life happens for all of us. The deep cleaning, quick and pain-free. If it's been a while since you've been to the dentist, don't wait. 303-841-7466, 303-841-7466, and schedule your Twin Aspen Dental makeover. Visit Twin Aspen Dental Center today. Brian Richter's the guy. Ask for Shiloh, 303-841-7466, Twin Aspen Dental Center. I'm always coming moments like this talking about Pat Sullivan or Anderson or Jeffrey Epstein. And remember the end of Animal Farm? And we all knew, and they looked in the window, and the pigs had the suits on. They had the farmer's suits on, and there were men sitting at the table with the pigs. And I always come back to Orwell, and Orwell said, you couldn't tell the difference between pigs and men and pigs. And then the pig said, well, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal. Back after this. 29 after the hour, 6:29. Morning, everyone. It is a Thursday, June the 10th. Beautiful day, 94 the high, 82 tomorrow. David Harsanyi coming up. We'll go to Larry. Hey, Larry, you're on the show, man. Good morning.
Morning, Peter.
Hey.
Yeah, along with this Tay Anderson issue, you remember the Penn State football team?
Sure, Sandusky.
Football.
Sandusky.
Yeah, Sandusky and Joe Paterno and all that.
Sure.
And, of course, Penn State still plays football, so it didn't have a great deal of impact upon the mindset.
Well, I think they tore down the statue of Joe Paterno.
Wow, that'll do it.
But the point of his Sandusky was a multiple molester. He was a Michael Jackson, Jeffrey Epstein, and the question was whether or not Joe Paterno knew. And Everything I've read about.
Well, I'm not talking about Joe Paterno in particular. I'm saying the mindset and the mentality and that it went on for decades, and nobody came forward.
But it went on with Michael Jackson, and it went on with.
Oh sure.
And it went on with Jeffrey Epstein. And
at the end of several decades, it finally comes to light. You know,
but look at Roger Ailes. I mean, who helped create Limbaugh, and certainly created Fox, and all the stories that women finally came forward and told about Roger Ailes, and the other one was Bill O'Reilly, and now O'Reilly is out. He's traveling with Donald Trump and going to do rallies, but Bill O'Reilly, man. Not a good guy,
it's interesting how they all managed to not that certainly rape is deplorable, but you take a guy who rapes a woman and he's convicted, and they send the guy away for forever.
Sure. And as well, I mean,
and all of these people continually escape the noose of justice.
But that's the power. That's the centerpiece, hopefully, of the discussion is, I would ask you, I don't know if you've ever been through it or had friends or family go through it, how did Pat Sullivan get a 38-day sentence and then continue to violate his parole and was never himself violated? And how did he continue to walk from all of this stuff? And how did Tay Anderson walk? And how did Jeffrey Epstein walk? The answer is power. In the case of Epstein, it was money, influence, buying influence. With Pat Sullivan, I firmly believe Pat Sullivan had secrets, new stuff, and the last guy that they wanted sitting in that witness box testifying was Pat Sullivan, because you know he could have taken a lot of people down with him, and so he caught a walk. You know, he was well taken care of, and
you know, Peter, it just indicates there's some larger problem in our country, in that, I mean, this stuff, I don't recall. Maybe it was going on before, like, 1955.
It's been going on forever. I mean, it's been going on since the dawn of man.
But certainly not in the magnitude of what is going on today. I mean, it's an overriding problem of the whole culture that we're living under, is that.
But corruption and power is, you know, it's Old Testament, it's Greek tragedy, it's Shakespeare, where all the themes exist. It's just examples of it. You know, whatever human nature is, that men and some women, but principally men like Sullivan or Tay Anderson or Epstein or Michael Jackson, I'll give you a list. They've existed many, many times before. And will exist many times in the future. But what? I mean, what this is an example of is how power works. And you come back to, and I've talked about it too many times, it was Denver Players, Denver Sugar, and there were guys holding their breath up and down the front range because they were going, they're having sex with 19, 20 year old young women. And paying money for it, and I think in many cases writing it off on their taxes, and when Scotty Ewing and Brenda Stewart took the pop, they all held their breath, I personally believe, I'm using the term believe, phone calls were made to newspapers and media outlets by big sponsors and advertisers and powerful attorneys and developers and brokers and sports figures, and they said, for God's sake, don't spike the story. And I think it led to a lot of things. Yeah. I think it led to a lot of stuff that eventually happened to me at Kay Howe and all that kind of stuff. I'm just being truthful. So
yeah.
I'm not shocked.
No, nor am I. Hey, I wanted to mention I read the book The Holly.
Oh yeah,
and I didn't know what your take was on it, but it was. I thought it was interesting.
Oh,
it was
it's like a great book.
Pulling back the curtain on that whole, the whole inner city issues that we've seen today, it was really very revealing. in terms of, I mean, I don't think people really realize the terror that these people live under in some of these inner city communities. I mean, it is, you know, for a normal average citizen who lives in these inner cities, your life has got to be, I remember George Will talking about some young girl in Cabrini Green, and he talked about, he asked her, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she says, well, if I grow up.
That's right. I remember that.
She's 8 years old, you know.
That was
one thing I thought was the book was very.
They're living. All the, what Chicago must be like now. And we don't talk Black Lives Matter. We don't talk about anything. None of those. Chicago is a free fire zone. And the idiot mayor and everything that goes
it
on.
It reminds you of the situation in, the movie where Lone Survivor.
Where
you're just under fire continually from the Taliban.
That was a part
of the book that I thought was, you kind of know from what you're reading the papers and you see what's going on. You kind of have a feel for it, but when you're reading that book and you think, oh, my goodness.
The book and the movie ended differently. They really did. I mean, if you read...
The
movie ended differently than the book, and it put a different spin on it, which wasn't...
What's the name of the movie, Holly?
I'm talking about the movie about Afghanistan. Come on, Peter. Lone Survivor. The movie put a different spin on it, on the end of it.
Yeah.
All right.
There's
more to it. It's coming. Thank you, man. 303-696-1971. Harsanyi's coming on the show, and then we'll talk about the life of Hal O'Leary. You need a professional appraisal for all the valuables tucked away in your basement. You could be sitting on a fortune in cash. David Ellis, my friend, Cherry Creek. David, top dollar for your diamonds and gold and silver, sterling silver and silver and wedding bands and Rolex watches, instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. Confidential valuations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. There's no obligation, free appraisals, free and confidential. If you want to buy a gift for somebody special, see David Ellis for best prices on diamonds and jewelry. Beautiful newly remodeled expanded showroom with the black awnings. 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, 6 days a week, and David is there. DavidEllisJewelry.com, 303-322-8779. Talk to him. Take whatever you want to. Just find out what it's worth. DavidEllisJewelry.com, DavidEllisJewelry.com. 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, black awnings on the building. You need some dough? Go see the man. David Ellis, Cherry Creek.
West.
Morning, everyone. It's a
local talk leader.
Yeah, sure. Knock it off. Beautiful Thursday morning. Billy Thorpe's got the con. David Harsanyi coming up. 94. Woo! Tomorrow, 82. Weekend is right around the corner. Mike Boyle is going to do the show tomorrow with us. And about 8,000 years ago, I was in a movie called Laser Moon. It was about talk radio. We rarely, if never, talk about it. So I see Mikey the other day, and he's got the movie. He's got this whole CD. And the star of the film was none other than the former porno queen, Tracy Lords. I'm not making this up. And we filmed it in Colorado Springs. And so he said, I want to talk about this. He's coming tomorrow. Well, I'll hide and duck and cover. So Mikey's coming in tomorrow, wonderful friend. Harsanyi's coming up. And then on the radio show, the passing, and it wasn't really well marked, but I think it should be, of this legend. And he truly was the founder of the NSCD, the National Sports Center for the Disabled in Winter Park in 1970. Just a brilliant man by the name of Hal O'Leary. And Hal passed away. He was 94. And I knew him well, skied with him. I was on his board and loved him. He was just a great guy. And one of his, he might have been in that original class. I don't know. Alan Stack, who's been, of course, big sponsor of the radio show Stack Optical. And I think he got fished out of Children's like in 1970 by Hal. Hal had no idea what he was doing. I mean, he's said it to me millions of times. He was making it up as he went along. And then, of course, Dean Singleton's on the show. Dean was so much a part of that. And Gary DeFrange, that's where I met Gary. We became friends. Gary was teaching
sightless kids how to ski. And I was floundering around. I had gained my sobriety and wanted to learn how to ski. And so you're on the hill, you know, like on a green and doing a little snow plow and trying to figure out why am I doing this. And you hear behind you, right, left, right, left. And here comes, there's Gary behind a kid. And the kid, he's telling him what to do with the skis. And today they have headsets and helmets and they're talking to one another. But that's how I met Gary D. Gary was teaching the sightless kids. And, I don't know when I met Dean. I think I met Dean because we always got in arguments. But I'm looking forward to those guys being on the show. Tomorrow Mikey Boyle comes in. We'll talk about Laser Moon and a bunch of different stuff. Harsanyi coming up. And I think the good news of the morning, and I'm getting a text from texting with Randy. I think this is the kind of thing that this Republican rebirth or to make an attempt. The first challenger to Michael Bennett has appeared. He's an Army vet. Jeff Coe announced he will seek the Republican nomination. He's 41 years of age. He's a West Point grad. As an officer, of course, did some tours in Afghanistan, Iraq, lives in Pine, Colorado. Let's see. We'll get him on a show. Maybe get him on as early as tomorrow. And this is the kind of stuff that needs to happen. I'm always encouraged by stuff like this. Also, this whole thing in Denver with Tay Anderson. And these are the, you know, it's that the old school Republicans, I don't know what they do with this. Nothing. They do nothing with it. But this is the kind of stuff that when you go to people, and I was mentioning earlier, we were talking about the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party of my youth was, as my father would say, the party of the working man. And Western Pennsylvania, that was the working man. Steel mills and coal mines and ironworks and, you know, everything that was going on. They were working people. And the Democratic Party was their party. They were lifelong Democrats. It goes back to FDR. It goes back to FDR. And now the Republican Party must assume that role because the craziness that has gotten its hands on the Democratic Party. I have two other stories here. The birthing moms and an article that was published this month in the Journal of the American Psychiatric Association argues whiteness itself is a mental condition that leads white people to hate and to terrorize. Now, in this race theory that's now being taught in schools, that just being white, there's something wrong with you. And being black, you're just a victim. Where the hell does that go? That's critical race theory. But whiteness is a malignant, parasitic condition which there is no cure. Remember the shrink woman that said, I just want to shoot white people in the face or something? That's what this is. Then Biden and the mother's birthing people. You're a birthing person. Well, okay. But this kind of stuff is what the party now is all about. Now, they'll hide it from you, but it's the damn truth. So I look at moments like this, and I know it's going to be the long march, as Miles said, but if you can't do something with Tay Anderson right now for the Republican Party, pack it in, you know, throw whiz on the fire, call the dogs, and let's all get in the car and go home because it can work. So here it is. It's golden opportunity is here, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Despite mortgage rates falling to their lowest levels in a couple of months, people are choosing to refi. Please, I did this, and depending on your current rate, it could be a huge mistake because you'll be missing out on hundreds of dollars in monthly savings, maybe more. So don't let that happen. Instead, pick up the phone, call American Financing. Get the free mortgage review that I've been telling you about. Let them review your current loan. If you have an outstanding debt like credit cards or personal loans, they fold that in. I mean, get out of the blast. No obligation, but work on it. I mean, do it today. Make the call today. Simple conversation. You start to lock this thing in, lock the rate in, and then you're off to see the wizard. Trusted, they are our guys. They did it for me. American Financing, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. All right, here it is. Got to read this to you. That's right. Peter Boyles is Bernie Bernard, according to IMB. That's right. That's the film Laser Moon, starring Tracy Lords. And I played this. I played the role that Billy Thorpe's playing right now. I was the talk radio host producer, and I was their reel. And they said, okay, you really do this for a living. Well, yeah, I try to. And I was the producer for this on-air talk show host who, it turns out to be, he's the murderer. So I'm talking to Mike, and I said, why the hell did they name that movie Laser Moon? And I don't even know if I've ever seen it. And Mikey said, well, because the guy murdered, and I remember how he did, he murdered people with lasers. That was his weapon to kill, but only during a full moon. There's a plot. And he's an on-air. He's a talk show host. I know that guy. I've worked with him. I've loved many of those guys. But his weapon to kill people, Mike Boyle knows this. I don't know it. Wait a minute. Just a second. This all should have been tomorrow. Amazon has that DVD for sale for $19.99. I don't know if I want to spend $20 for it. I should put it in the archives. Years from now, my grandson's an old man. I said, hey, you want to see what my grandfather did? And then, because you have to plug it into your computer now. I said, Mike, I don't even know how to play this. And he said, well, you put it in your computer. Can you put those in your computer, Billy? A disc? Okay. Billy says, yeah. Anyhow, so we'll do that tomorrow. We were in a couple movies. Bob Lee and I were in Every Which Way But Loose. I've told this story before. We were in American Flyers. Bobby Anderson. Remember Bronco? Bobby Anderson was the running back for the Broncos. He and I got hired as reporters for a movie called American Flyers. And Kevin Costner's in it and all that kind of stuff. Ray Dong Chong and Bobby and I. And Bobby's like, I'll tell the story tomorrow how Bobby gets the role. But I love Bobby Anderson. We had a couple of good days on that one. So fun. So we'll do that tomorrow. Mikey, coming up, the one and only David Harsanyi, then the life and times of the one and only Hal O'Leary, and Dean and Alan and Gary. So stay here, 710 KNUS.